And let's head out and talk with GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan. You can also find his news and information at LansingGasPrices.com. Patrick, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Going to be in your neck of the woods during the holiday as we got a basketball a tournament to attend, so we'll be hanging out in Chicago for a few days.
Well, make sure to get gas before you get here.
Why is that?
Well, Chicago, you know, looking at Brayden Lansing today, a little bit envious of your gas prices there. I see in Mason and Eaton Rapids priced down to $3.58. The cheapest I can find here in my neck of the woods is about $4.39. So just depending on where you are, it's certainly not cheap if you're anywhere downtown.
Why the difference in price?
Well, Chicago has to use a different type of gasoline. That's a big part of it. The big city taxes as well play into it. You know, those are certainly the two biggest things.
Oh, what's the current statewide average for Michigan and national average for gas?
Well, Michigan is down to 379, national average down to 372. You know, late last week, was it last week or no? Early this week, it's hard to keep track of all these hikes. Prices went up to 389 just about statewide, but the good news is that you can find gas in the Lansing area. Well, there's a lot of stations still at 389, but if you shop around, I see Flying J and Grand Ledge at 375. With a lot of stations, like I said, Mason, Eaton Rapids, there seems to be a little bit of a price war there going on with Admiral. It's kind of funny. Wherever there's an Admiral, it seems like prices are very low. Across Michigan, in Sturgis, where there's also an Admiral, prices are down to $3.39. So certainly some low prices to be had today.
We recently had a huge decrease in the price of gas, and then this week we've had a little bit of a spike. Is this due to the impending holiday? What caused this change?
Well, Tony, you know, we always see these increases. You know, prices trickle down and then they go back up. This is a cyclical deal with gas prices. And, you know, it's called price cycling. It's something that happens in the state of Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. Price hikes generally occur after the competition has whittled down margins on gasoline to next to nothing. And then the big spikes are a result of a margin restoration and any increases in wholesale prices that have occurred since the last increase. So that's why we get the double whammy. We see a 10-cent increase because stations want to boost their margin, and then we see 15 cents because wholesale costs jumped up mid-late last week, and that's why we saw the increase. But I think the increase was a little bit high, and that's why prices are rolling back fairly quickly.
All right, do you think these prices will hold through the holiday?
I think the average price for much of the summer will actually stay within the upper $3 range here, anywhere from $3.50 to $4, which is just about where we're seeing prices today. On the low end, $3.58, on the high end, $3.99. And I think prices over Memorial Day will probably fall between $3.50 to $3.70 a gallon. You may see a quick spike before the holiday. So if you're thinking about filling up the boat, you know, if the boat's, you know, 50 gallons or so, it may make sense to plan accordingly and to fill up in Mason for $3.58 this morning.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.